call back to Chester Morris as Boston Blackie. In order to deal with the unknown man who is threatening aged Mrs. Mary Phillips, Boston Blackie has stolen a 20-carat ruby from the Gordon Jewelry Shop and hidden it in a cigar. Inspector Faraday has been unable to find the ruby, but now has an idea that Blackie has swallowed it.
I didn't swallow the ruby, Inspector. I'm strictly on a milk diet.
We'll see, Blackie. As soon as you stand in back of that machine.
Faraday, the fact that the ruby was 20 carats is throwing you a little. You see, a ruby is completely indigestible, believe me.
Very funny. Now get back of that machine, Blackie.
All right. But supposing the ruby doesn't show up?
Am I excused for the rest of the day, teacher?
Get back of that burrito.
All right.
How's this?
Yeah. Now just stand there.
All right.
Turn on the machine, Doc.
All right. How do I look, Inspector?
It's an improvement. I can't... How does this work, Doc?
Any object such as a ruby will show up clearly if he has swallowed it.
See anything?
Now, don't tell me you see a strange man and I'm going on a thing.
Me neither. Okay, turn it off. Come on out, Blackie. All right, put your shirt on and then beat it. I can't hold you.
Oh, bless you. Bless you, Faraday.
Bless
you. You know, it takes a big man to know when he's licked.
I'm not licked yet.
That's what I mean. Oh. Good day, gentlemen. Just a minute.
Did you spread the rumor that I got away with a ruby, Shorty?
Yeah. I spread the story all over town, just like you said, boss.
Then if I'm lucky, this is the fish that swallowed the bait.
Coming.
So, how do you do?
Boston Blackie?
Yes, that's right.
My name's Tom Elliott, and Blackie, thanks. All right, if I sit down?
Certainly. Make yourself at home.
You can give me the ruby you took from the Gordon Jewelry Shop this morning. I know you've got it.
Oh, you do, huh? Well, why should I give it to you?
I believe you're going to want to give it to me.
And just why am I going to want to give you the ruby, Mr. Elliott?
You know Mrs.
Noah.
Ever meet her husband? A wonderful man. They're crazy about each other. Have been for 35 years.
Well, what about it?
Rather interesting story. You see, before he married her, that's 35 years ago, he escaped from prison. Of course, she didn't know anything about it when she married him.
When did she find out?
When I told her.
Oh.
I had to tell her, you see. If I had come to him with this story, I'd have gotten nothing out of him. He'd have committed suicide and given himself up.
I see. So you want his wife because you went to his wife because you knew you'd do anything to protect her husband. Even steal to keep him from going back to jail, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And her long and trustworthy service in the Gordon shop completed the setup.
Well, you know, that's just about the way I figured it. Only I didn't know the details.
I told them to you for one reason.
Yes?
If you don't give me the ruby, I intend to turn John Phillips over to the police. Well, do I get it, Blackie?
You get it.
Good, and I don't want any interference from now on, either. Let's understand that, too.
I understand. All right, here's the stone. Now get out of here before I forget that your scheme is foolproof.
Goodbye, Mr. Blackie. You're a very...
What's up? Tell that man that just left here.
Right.
I'd like to know why a rat like that lives. And I'd also like to know where.
Mr. Black.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Phillips. May I come in?
Please do, Mr. Black.
Thanks.
The police didn't find the ruby?
No, of course not. But your friend, Mr. Elliott, called on me.
He told you?
Everything. Now, look, Mrs. Phillips. I guess maybe I'm a sentimental sort of a fella, but I believe anybody who's gone straight for 35 years is entitled to a break.
Oh, it sounds so wonderful to hear you say that.
Why, there's a story in the papers almost every week about some governor pardoning a man who gives himself up after years of going straight, well, providing he hadn't been convicted of a major crime.
Well, you see, John had been gambling and signed it.
Oh.
I investigated his case, but of course, he doesn't know it.
Well, he won't. Now, I think I have a plan that'll work. We have two things to do. Get back the pearls and the ruby and prevent Tom Elliott from talking. The first is easy. The second, well... We've got a slim chance.
Is there anything you want me to do?
Yes, definitely. In half an hour, I want you to call Inspector Faraday and tell him that you know a man who escaped from jail 35 years ago.
What?
Now, please trust me, Mrs. Phillips. It's the only way I know that we can stop Elliot.
But I don't see how that will stop him. Well, I couldn't do that to John.
Well, don't you see you're doing it for John? Now, first of all, you're to tell Faraday that the man who escaped from jail 35 years ago is a man named, make up any name, say Fred Mullins. Then act a little bewildered. Don't tell him who you are, and just say you know Mullins is free, but you don't know where he is.
Then what do I do?
Then you're to hang up.
I don't understand, but
If you say so, I'll do it.
Oh.
Thank you, Mr. Blackie. And that thank you comes from my heart. I was afraid my world had come to an end.
Oh, Mrs. Phillips, this is only the beginning. Oh, come on. Let me see you smile. Yeah, that's better. Bye.
Hello?
Shorty.
Oh, hello, boss. Say, I got that guy's hideout peg. It's 1761 East 13th. Apartment 6B.
Good. Now, listen, Shorty. I want you to call Faraday.
Yeah?
This guy's your Allenby, who happens to be in the city, and who also happens to have escaped from prison 35 years ago.
Well, who's this Allenby, boss? Gee, I thought I knew him all.
Oh, I just made it up.
Oh.
Play dumb, Shorty, and we'll have Mr. Faraday good and confused.
Won't be the first time.
Yeah.
Okay, Blackie, it's as good as done.
Thanks. See you later.
Inspector Faraday, I have some information.
Yeah, who is it?
Oh, that ain't important, but there's something that is.
Huh?
You know, I know a man who escaped from jail 35 years ago, and his name is Edward Allenby.
Yeah?
It'd be a feather in your cap if you arrested him.
Look, I got enough feathers now to be an Indian chief. Where is this Allenby?
I don't know.
What jail did he bust out of?
I don't know that either.
What is this? April Fool's Day? Goodbye. Faraday talking.
I just wanted to tell you, Inspector, that a man named Fred Mullins escaped from jail 35 years ago.
Hmm?
You can find him if you hurry, but I don't know where you're to hurry to. Goodbye.
Hey, wait a minute. What is this, an epidemic of crackpots? Hello? Hello? You hung up. Yeah, Faraday speaking.
This is Blackie, Inspector.
Oh.
I've got a tip for you. I know a man who escaped...
If you're going to tell me about somebody who was supposed to have broken out of jail 35 years ago, Blackie, I'll wring your neck.
All right, Inspector, all right, then I won't tell you. Goodbye.
Six, boss. Getting out, please. Thank you. Boston Blackie.
Oh, no, you don't, Elliot. No closing doors in people's faces. It isn't polite. You mind if I come in?
What do you want here?
Well, I want that ruby I loaned you. And the pearls Mrs. Phillips gave you yesterday.
You do, eh?
Uh-huh. You see, Mrs. Phillips is going to put them back in the store tomorrow morning when Mr. Gordon can find them. You'll think they were just misplaced.
Your memory isn't very good, Blackie. You weren't supposed to interfere anymore, remember? And I was supposed to forget about John Phillips cracking out of jail.
Yes, I know. Only that doesn't matter now. Now, let's have those pearls and that ruby, Elliot.
Sorry, Blackie, but they're staying with me. And I'd advise you to stand still.
Oh, a gun, huh? Pretty unoriginal. But I'd expect that from a small-time crook that blackmails old women.
This gun has killed two men, Blackie.
That's so.
With me on the trigger. And you know what they say about all things coming in threes?
The expression is all good things.
Don't worry, this will be good. I'm going to leave town until I need more money, then I'm coming back and put a little pressure on Mrs. Phillips again. I know a fence out west who'll pay a fortune for those pearls and that ruby. My bag is packed and I'm on my way. But I'm afraid I've got to kill you first.
Well, you know that 38 is liable to make a lot of noise.
Yes, but this silencer will make sure nobody hears it.
I see.
Hey, keep your hand out of your pocket.
Oh, I haven't a gun, Elliot. I just wanted to get my cigarette case. Okay?
Yes. But it'll be the last cigarette you
smoke. Well, at least this is one way of breaking the habit. Will you have one?
Sure. Hey, that's an expensive case.
Yes.
I'll take it with me when I go.
I have a lovely gold inlay you might like also.
Now, don't get too close. Just stand where you are and hold that case out as far as you can. I can reach.
Oh, you mean like this?
Yes. Thoughtful of you, Blackie. I'll take this.
Ow! Sucker! I don't know when I've enjoyed doing anything so much. Those pretty little fingers of yours are going to hurt tomorrow, Elliot. So you killed two men, huh? Well, I can't wait to tell Faraday. Now, come on, hand over that jewelry, Rat. I'm in a hurry. I can't wait till I see the expression on a lovely little old lady's face.
All right. Faraday, you've got me in jail, and I suppose you're sending my fingerprints out west.
That's right, Elliot. Blackie finally got around to doing me a favor. You've got a little record in this city, too. You didn't tell Blackie that. I think we've got a priority on you.
It doesn't matter where I go to jail. I just want to tell you this, Inspector. I've got a little information for you.
Yes?
Yes. I know a man who escaped from jail 35 years ago.
You too? Look, Elliot, if I hear one more word out of anybody about some guy who was supposed to have busted out of jail 35 years ago, I'll bust that guy in half. I sent for you, Blackie. On account of you've got a right to know.
Oh, thanks.
I sent this Elliot's fingerprints out west, and he's wanted for two murders, just as you said.
Uh-huh.
And for one right here in this city, too.
No.
Thanks for the tip, Blackie. How did you manage to catch up with him?
Oh, a little old lady told me.
Huh?
Yes, so I put two and two together, to coin a phrase, and I said to myself, dear old Faraday, he's been so nice to me lately. What better way of showing my appreciation than to make him a present of a murderer?
Thanks, Blackie.
Oh, not at all, old man. But by the way, now that you've looked inside my heart, certainly my stomach, did you ever recover the pearls and the rubies?
Oh, yeah. Didn't you hear what happened?
No.
Well, Gordon called to tell me that they were right in the shop all the time.
No.
Yeah, can you beat that? Old Mrs. Phillips, who works there, found them in another drawer.
Well. And they lived happily ever after.
What'd you say?
Oh, nothing. I just said they lived happily ever after.
But, Inspector, how do you know Boston Blackie's dead?
I told you, Matthews. All I know is some guy called me on the phone and said that after I'd come down here to Blackie's apartment, I could pick up the remains.
Who called you?
I don't know. He hung up on me.
You think it's another one of Blackie's tricks?
Well, we'll know pretty soon. If it is, I'll break every bone in his body. Well, here we are, sixth floor. He's in 6B here.
Hey, Chief. Look. Huh? There's a guy flat on his face right outside the door.
Blackie, I don't believe it.
Chief. Thumped off right outside his own apartment.
Yeah. He's a swell guy, Matthews. One of the best. Mm. Sure, he got me sore now and then, and I used to rib him, but when I came right down to cases, he was a swell guy. I'll get the guy who did this if it's the last thing I ever do.
Writing my epitaph, Faraday?
Huh?
I hate to disappoint you, but that body isn't mine.
Boston Blackie.
Summertime means warm weather, and that means more perspiration. Use Lifebuoy in your daily bath or shower to protect yourself. You'll love its rich, purifying lather. Remember, too, that of seven leading brands, Lifebuoy gives you the most soap for your money. And besides, it's the only soap especially made to stop... B.O. Sure to listen at this same time next week for another exciting adventure with Boston Blackie. You can see Chester Morris as Boston Blackie on the screen at your favorite movie theater. Richard Lane appears as Inspector Faraday, music by Charles Cornell. This is Harlow Wilcox saying goodnight for Boston Blackie. This is the National Broadcasting Company.